He shook his head as if to clear it. The hum of the voices sounded sweetly in his ears, the perfect antidote to the ugly toad ash chimes.
I mean, my wife is in bad trouble somewhere up the line. For all I know, she's being eaten alive by vampires or vampire bugs. And here I sit beside a country road with a guy whose most basic skill is shooting people, trying to work out how I'm going to start a fucking corporation.
Slow down, Roland said. Now that he was resigned to staying in this world a little longer, he seemed calm enough. Tell me what it is you feel we need to do before we can shake the dirt of this where and when from our heels for good. So, Eddie did. 3. Roland had heard a good deal of it before, but hadn't fully understood what a difficult position they were in. They owned the vacant lot on 2nd Avenue, yes, but their basis for ownership was a holographic document that would look mighty shaky in a court of legal, especially if the powers that be from the Sombra Corporation started throwing lawyers at them. Eddie wanted to get the writ of trade to Moses Carver, if he could, along with the information that his goddaughter, Odetta Holmes, missing for 13 years by the summer of 1977, was alive and well, and wanted above all things for Carver to assume guardianship not just of the vacant lot itself, but of a certain rose growing wild within its borders. Moses Carver, if still alive, had to be convinced enough by what he heard to fold the so-called Tet Corporation into Holmes Industries, or vice versa. More, he had to dedicate what was left of his life, and Eddie had an idea Carver might be Aaron Deepnose age by now, to building a corporate giant whose only real purpose was to thwart two other corporate giants, Sombra and North Central Positronics, at every turn. To strangle them, if possible, and keep them from becoming a monster that would leave its destroyer's track across all the dying expanse of Midworld and mortally wound the Dark Tower itself.